Welcome, everyone, to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, September 12th, 2014, and this is Paranormal Friday, and we welcome calls tonight on any paranormal issues, and then we're also going to be talking about mind control. So if you have any healings that work for you better, or questions that you have regarding mind control, you can send us an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you're on the chat, you can put your question there. And I also wanted to mention that the CLS chat intro page has all of the events that Ron is doing for us, the special monthly conference calls, the special weekly conference calls, and also links to the 2014 New Life Expo, along with the dates and just a summary of what's happening. Everything on the CLS chat intro page has links to the proper area, including creationlightship.com, where Ron has created over 500 healing combinations for us, and also archives and Wikipedia. So if you have any questions, you can always go through there and search for your topic and see what pops up. And also on the CLS intro page, something new has been added, and that would be the archive links for our shows and how you find the archives, because it's just a little bit difficult right now. We're going through a transition. So be sure and check that out. And Ron will be activating the light beam for us, so be sure and pull up that image. And right now, I'd like to welcome Ron Ametron. Are you out there, Ron?
Yeah, so let's clear away energies from people that they may have had the last week, things attached to them, things that you may feel, you know, upset about. Remember, everything here is this planet is courting. People do psychic attacks, energetic courtings. You think of somebody and you just courted them. So this planet is, that's the way it kind of operates. People are stealing energy from everybody. That's the way it is. So if you, that's new to you, that's now you know the way life on planet Earth is. And that's because the alien gave mind energy, and you're always judging someone else or situation as typically good or bad, because they want you to do that to have an emotional response. And the light doesn't work that way, but the darkness does. So let's look at one of your situations that you're dealing with. Could be anything. And whatever bothered you more recently is probably what you want to focus on. And I'll release that one particular charge off of you for whatever you have experienced. You may have, 500 experiences of the same thing or similar. But I can only release one of those. That's why we have full lifetime clearings to get you more into balance. But here we go. There's a sample clearing. Think of that situation. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's released from you right now. And look at it, and you should feel less maybe traumatized, less involved with it, less connected to it, like somebody else's movie, like, wow, it used to bother me, and now it doesn't. That's the way you should feel. Been there, done that. And let's energize the light beam now. So I'm going to bring it up on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm bringing in peace energy for you. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right. And we'll have callers tonight. If you want to call in, maybe you could talk about a healing or healings that you've had, especially whole lifetime ones, and maybe even the self-sabotage clearing that we had. And now we have the cultural one that we gave out for people. So we'll just see what happens with the callers. Hopefully we'll have somebody calling in to describe something that's going on with them. And it could even be, you know, theme tonight would be paranormal, and it's planet Earth is paranormal, so you may have something that you want to talk about. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great, Ron. Thanks so much for offering the invitation for everyone to call in. They have questions for the topics that Ron mentioned, and then also mind control. That would be great. And if you have not done the, was it cultural? What was the name of that healing that you gave out? It was cultural.
Yeah, it's cultural enslavement clearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, yes, my apologies. Cultural enslavement. So, if for some reason you haven't actually run that healing, I would offer that to be homework so that we can review next week and see if there's any questions or find out what your thoughts are and the impact that made for you. The phone number to call tonight is 1-888-429-5471. And I'm thinking that we could jump into some mind control. And Ron, I was looking at the bundle, the Mind Matrix bundle, and the significance of that. So for the bundle itself, there are four healings combined, and that is the Mind Matrix barcode removal, the cellular mental clearing, which is for the present, and the orb clearing, which is present, and then eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites. So I'm wondering if tonight we would be able to do a healing on the cellular mental clearing and what that means to us, how that will affect us.
Well, it's how your body, which is cellular, you have cellular memory in your body, and that brings up your past events throughout your ancestors' lifetimes, and there could be lots of those going back to the get-go, along with what you're dealing with in this lifetime that got activated and was brought forward. And then that gets connected to your mental body, and your mental body now starts to think about it. And all of a sudden, you're involved with the emotions on situations that you're dealing with. So this is a good way to release some of that information that you may not know anything about, or maybe you may know a lot. Maybe you go, yeah, I have this thing in my life, and that must be in my DNA, in my cellular energies inside of my body, and I like to get rid of that. So that's what it's for. So we could do something where you could think of things or one particular situation that is the theme of your life, and that's stored inside of you, and that can go back into many, many, many past lives. In this lifetime, you may only have maybe 10 particular situations, but in your cellular memory, you could have hundreds, if not thousands. So here we go. Think of a situation, theme of your life, whatever that is, and it could be anything. So here we go. Think of one of your particular themes, and we'll try to release that one energy. And just think of the last time you had that theme run into your life and have it manifest. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So we'll just see how that works for all of you out there. And you should feel maybe your body getting a little bit looser, less tense. Back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Ron. I do feel more relaxed. And actually, I believe we have a caller. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your question for Ron.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
What's your question tonight?
Hi, how are you? Yes, I had a question. It seemed like I had a spell put on me on Monday because two of my computers crashed. This is an ongoing spell from before that time. And I've been working on my computers from Monday until today, almost every day, a lot of hours, trying to do recoveries on two of them. Now I have to do a recovery on another one. I think it's all because of a spell. So I told the person I stopped talking to this other person because they were upset, and it was just a normal conversation, but they got upset, so I terminated the conversation with them, a relative. But anyway, it was just a normal how are you doing stuff. But anyway, wondered if Ron had any advice about this.
There would have to be pretty strong energies to start to affect your computer, number one. So, or computers. I would just probably run that, since you know who they are, that'd be the dark side practitioner clearing. As far as, what pushed their buttons and stuff, that's hard to say, what would actually happen there. It sounds like to me, since they're doing that to you, just for maybe some little advice, I don't know if it'd be worth, not that my advice is always 100% correct, but I would just take the name and take it out of your phone book and scratch them off and don't talk to them anymore, because, this could be a situation that could go on and on and on. And so they have something of judgment with you about something or whatever's going on. So, why become a victim to their psychic attack energies? That's what I'm trying to say. Just know that they're out of your life, and you don't need to talk to them anymore. So that should be plenty of, I would look at that and say, well, I don't want this to happen again, and I got beat up by it, and I don't want to deal with this. So just know that you don't need them in your life, and, just let them go. That's what I would say to do.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah, let's see if anybody else has any situations in the chat room. They may have had things happen to them similarly, so we'll just see what they come up with. Well, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Well, Ron, let me just peek at the chat here. We do have a question. Will a whole life judgment clearing reduce being so judgmental every day? And then in parens, the comment is after doing the mind-to-heart drop.
If you do the mind-to-heart drop, you should be out of judgment completely. That's the first thing. And the next thing is, doing the judgment clearing, I'm first assuming that you've already done the emotional and the mental clearings, okay, the whole life of those. If you're just jumping into the judgment one, then I will say, no, I wouldn't recommend doing that at all. You want to do the emotional one first. Remember, we have listed there on the website recommended healings, and they're listed there for recommendations on what you probably need. So I would not go into your initial situation that you have in your life, or whatever that would be. Maybe you're, say that you have anxiety. You don't want to go on and do the anxiety clearing because you're living in emotions. You want to get rid of the emotions first. So I'm assuming that maybe you've already done that. So if you did those two clearings for sure, then it could help you. I can't say it's going to get rid of it. You may have other issues. Maybe you have another energy body that's corrupted and contaminated. It's also bringing you into judgments. So, you may have a slavery clearing, that might help you. You might be, dealing with slavery, and you're in judgment because of being a slave, and so the judgment clearing really is not going to help you. The slavery could be the one that you may need. But, you just need to work through it. So, you would need to, if you're listening, then go on the chat and say what clearings you've had so far so we can help you deal and navigate through what you might need. So it's a little difficult for me to say, this is what you need right now, because you may not even need that one at all. So back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thanks so much, Ron. I'm looking at slavery clearings. I put slave in the search on CLS website creationlightship.com, and at the top of the list is the cultural enslavement release clearing that you spoke of earlier, and then you do have generational slavery clearing and then the current lifetime. So if that would help out. And then on the chat, we do have a comment. Thanks for the clearing, Ron. And then also, a couple of people are having their sensation of ears ringing and wondering if that's a sign of mind control or if it's implants.
Yeah, that's a hard one to answer. Typically, I would say, implants is what I would probably first look at, and implants are mind control. So very possibly that could be it. Some people start to get that when they get older sometimes. So, it's hard to say. It could even be a physical thing happening. So, it may not even be anything to do with, anything that we're talking about. So I would just kind of look at it, and just see what your issues are. Remember, your issues are what you want to get rid of, and then you can go deeper into seeing what's going on with you. So ringing of the ears, buzzing of the ears or whatever, that does happen to people. And it's hard to say what that could be. Oh, we have a caller online there.
Okay, welcome, caller. Please share your name and your question or feedback for Ron.
Okay, hold on just one second. Just got to switch you over. Okay.
Please share your name and your question or feedback for Ron.
Right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Michelle. My question is, I just got a text today.
Michelle, would you like to call back when you have a better connection?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
My question is, I got a text today talking about the solar flares, and I said, what is that? And they said, it's geomagnetic storm. It's a big one, and it's put down his cable is not working.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. I don't get into that type of energy, so I don't normally deal with that, or can give you any information on it. But I do know that it's around.
Okay.
Some people are really energized by it, and it could affect things, so, but that's not my forte.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle, for calling. If anyone else would like to call, the call-in number tonight is 1-888-429-5471, and that's on BBS Station 2. And, Ron, thanks so much for the information on the ears ringing. Would there be a clearing that they can start off with? Well, I think about the Be Here Now clearing to kind of bring them back in.
Try that, the Be Here Now one, but if it's an implant, it won't really affect it. I would do timeline crashes on it to see if maybe this is going on elsewhere in other timelines. Remember, they copy and paste timelines on you, so you could be living on a timeline that you know nothing about, have no awareness of it entirely, it's like, you know nothing about timelines, know nothing about parallel lives, and this could all be affecting you. So the only way to really, do that would be to get rid of the timelines if you want to try something to see if you can release it. And if you have it so that it's bothering you a lot, do 1,000 timeline crashes on it. So that's what I would say to do. And then see how you feel about it and if it has helped. And maybe through the process of doing the timeline crashes, you're finally going to really get more insight on what really is going on, and then that would be great for you because you may discover another energy that's bothering you or interfering with you. So back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Juan, very much. We did receive a response regarding the judgmental clearing, and the comment is, yes, I did the whole life emotional and a lot of healings over the years, Juan.
Okay, so that if you're still dealing with, with that, with judgment, I would say, try that clearing. I can't say it's going to completely work, though. It's hard to say if it's going to work for you. There may be some other energetic body or something going on making you judge things, Remember, judgment is in your cellular memory. And those bodies can also contain that same and similar information. So you first want to connect with the body that stores that, and that normally will tend to dampen it down quite a bit. But then also look at it and see what else you're dealing with after you do the clearing. So that's what I would say to do. So back to you.
Oh, great, Ron. Thanks so much. That kind of brings us back into the clearing that you just did for us, which was the cellular mental clearing, I believe. Yes, and that's also included in the Mind Matrix bundle, too. And we do have an email regarding somewhat paranormal. And this has to do with September 11th, and before we go any further, I'm wondering if, Ron, if you would clear September 11th for us.
Okay, so that date really shouldn't mean anything to you. That's the first thing, because it's just strictly numbers, okay?
Okay.
And so that means that if it does mean something to you, September 11th, 9/11. I see 9/11 on police cars, and so that's what I relate to. Is when I see 9/11, I'm seeing on the back of police cars. So that's my reality of 9/11. Now, if you have a different reality of 9/11, then that means that somehow something is connected and quartered to you. What does that mean to you? How did you get hooked up? And what emotions did you have to get hooked up by that particular number? It's just two numbers. How could two numbers have anything connected to you unless it's a mind control pattern, okay?
Right.
So I'll just say something else. Yeah, so let's just look at, if I give the numbers 99, what do you normally think of? Okay? There's maybe the dollar store, 99-cent store, so that's a program too. So you see 99, oh, that means that to me. But it's just two numbers. How can numbers of, say, 99 represent an emotional energy that you're connected to, because that connects you into some physical thing that's here, which would be a store, which sells things for 99 cents. And so you're having different things happening. So that's kind of how I would look at it. How can two numbers even affect you? It shouldn't. It shouldn't have any effect at all with two numbers, or even three if you go 9 and then a 1 and a 1. There's no reason they should have anything to deal with you or anything else, because it's just a number. So why would that affect you? Unless you got programmed to have that interact with you, with thoughts that you have or things that you have perceived in the past. So for me, when I think 9/11, 9/11, I first think of September being the 9th month, and then that's the 11th day. And then from there I look at, and I see that off and on the back of police cars. So that's what 9/11 means to me.
Okay. Well, that's great. Great reminder for all of us. The email goes on to say that she'd had a strange experience since yesterday, 9/11, and all day she felt like she was having a major allergy attack and couldn't breathe, and felt like she had a head cold all day with the normal nasal issues, muscles aching, so on, cloudy thoughts. Today she feels fine, but what she's wondering is if she was abducted onto the 9/11 timeline, like the dust from the actual event, and just wondering the best ways to deal with it, because she feels like it's a very big timeline.
Yeah, it you know, like I say, for myself, it doesn't mean anything. So I don't live on that timeline. So if you want to live on that timeline and you're connected to it, okay, you know, then you will experience what's on that timeline, okay? So if that means anything to you other than what it means to me, you know, the backup police cars, if it has some other meaning to you, then when I'm talking about this, and you hear 9/11 and your body jumps and everything else, you are connected to that timeline, and you are experiencing that timeline and maybe millions, maybe even trillions of timelines connected to that particular energy. So, and it's your choice if you wish to be on that timeline. And that's why we have timeline crashes. So if your choice is to get off of that timeline and not having those event situations connected to you, or whatever you think that is, then do the timeline crashes. Because it sounds like you're hooked up to an event of 9/11. So back to you.
And that could be the same with any date.
Yeah, any date. What's any? There's numbers.
Yep.
All they are is numbers. Like I said, you may think of 99. Well, that could mean like the dollar store, 99-cent store, you know? You know, if they would have come out with a 49-cent store, then you'd think of the same store at 49. But why are those numbers even mixing you up with a mind control pattern to bring you into something that's physical here, you know?
Right.
So you're mixing a lot of energies together. And that's a mind control pattern. So just look at that. You know, you're looking at numbers as a mind control pattern. And, you know, it's your choice if you wish to continue on experiencing any numbers or even any letters that relate to something. So back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thanks for that explanation, Ron. That does help. I believe, and you talked about the mind control part, so definitely need to do timeline crashes. Would that be the cellular mental clearing that would be helpful also?
It's possible it could, yeah.
Or is it?
No.
Is there another clearing that you could think of?
The natal chart clearing, that has numbers in it that you can use to get rid of things. You may want to do that because that's actually, that clearing was designed for mind control letters and numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to do that. And possibly maybe, if you're thinking of certain numbers, maybe that's now on your psychic billboard bringing stuff to you. So your psychic billboard is bringing you into events to have an experience.
Ooh.
So that's the way it works. So if your psychic billboard is, we'll just say that you have a number of 88, okay? So you keep thinking of 88. That's going to bring you into the experience of 88. Well, what does 88 mean? You know what I mean? You know, does 88 equate to some kind of code, we'll say, of cars running off of the freeway into maybe off of a bridge, okay? So we'll just say that 88 somehow is used by somebody out there, and when they give a code 88, that means that all the cars who are connected to that, people's thoughts of 88 will be flying off of a bridge and they're all going to be killed, okay? It's much like you know, the different codes that's being used throughout, like CB radio and stuff. There's different 10 codes that people have used in the past. I mean, not that popular any longer, you know, like it was, you know, in the 60s and maybe 70s. But those codes all meant something. So you heard that particular number, a 10 code, and all of a sudden that meant something. So you're attached to it. And that means that somebody is probably experiencing the energy of that. And so you're just getting into another mind control program. So, you know, I'm sure there's codes in hospitals. What code would they be using hypothetically if somebody is now having a problem with their heart and their heart is stopping, right? What code would that be, you know, in a hospital? So that automatically is there. So if you go into a hospital and you memorize that code, and all of a sudden it's on your psychic billboard, which means that you're probably going to be experiencing that particular code number, then all of a sudden you may have that situation happening to you. So it's just another mind control program, and that program can be very strong, and it can do damage to you. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Ron. So when you were talking about the psychic billboard clearing found at creationlightship.com, I also thought about mind looping, and even though this, maybe this is just happening every year, or maybe it happens every time this person happens to go visit New York, that might work too, the mind looping or the repetitive thought clearing. And I'm wondering if, Ron, if it'd be appropriate to do either psychic billboard clearing tonight or a mind looping for repetitive thoughts tonight.
I can't do the psychic billboard because that's, you have to do yourself special. And you need to know, you know, what you're doing to replace it. So that's kind of up to the people listening to do that one. But I will do one for mind looping. So I'll just pick certain letters or numbers that you have that you keep thinking about. And then from there, I'll release that. So just think of those particular letters or numbers. And here we go. I'm going to release it from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what you were thinking about, what that number meant, that one particular situation is released. Now, I'm not saying that I cleared everything out of your life with that number or letters, okay? I just got rid of what came up first for you. So you could have 500 more of these buried, and that's what you need to work on also. So I got rid of one out of 500, so now you have 499 left. But you're probably going to feel a little different and a little better. So back to you, Cindy.
I say that lighten to load. Thank you so much. I chose a word, just one word. So that's great, and you brought up a good point. Also, these are sample clearings that Ron's doing for us tonight, and if you go on to creationlightship.com, you can actually find the clearing, and you can actually search by the topic and for mind control or mind topics, just put in mind, and then you'll see the different choices, or put in psychic, and then you'll find out where the clearing choices are for you. So thanks, Ron, for doing that clearing. And really, that is a lot of mind control, things that keep popping up into our minds or things that we're worrying about all the time, and it would be good just to release. So it'd be interesting if anyone out there listening or in the chat room would share feedback regarding either the psychic billboard or the mind looping clearing, what you felt tonight, or even what you've used it for in the past. So that would be great. Okay, let's see. We have a question regarding the educational healing, and the question is, how will this help? What is the intent for the educational healing?
That clearing tends to help you have more mental clarity, and I think it can also, as people were telling me about this, it can take away some of the blockages that you may have had as you went to school, and you maybe had your own way of thinking, which, you know, for you would be correct, and maybe something came in there from, you know, somebody telling you something that stymied you or actually was counterproductive for you as who you are. So that's what the clearing normally does for people. They say they have maybe a little more intelligence, or they're able to bring stuff up quicker and faster because maybe, in a sense, their hard drive got defragmented, in a sense. Okay, so that's kind of how you need to kind of look at it. That's what people have basically mentioned, is that it helps them out a lot to connect the dots. So that's my feedback that I have from that, from many people. So back to you, Cindy.
That is great. It's so interesting that mind control seems to be the underlining cause of so many things. So thank you so much for creating them. The healings for us, in so many ways that we can release that. Okay, let us see if we have information in the chat. Okay, well, the person commented regarding the educational clearing that she is going to purchase that healing this month for sure. So she's going to be starting college soon, and this will really help her be focused and on track. So that's great to hear. Thanks for that. And in the Mind Matrix bundle, Ron, there is also the orb clearing. And how does that turn into mind control, or what would the clearing do for us?
Well, the orb clearing connects your energy. So this kind of, if you want to visualize, just see, look at, just picture all these orbs connected to you with little stingers, and they're going in, and they're finding information about you in your cellular memory. And then from there, that's the connection to the darkness, the aliens, so that they can give you your dreams and your situations. And so they just look around, in a sense, to find out what you're dealing with. And remember, they want to get the most out of you as they possibly can. And so the orbs are there to do that situation, to connect to you through your cellular memory. So that may sound a little far-fetched for some people, but I think we have different colored orbs on the website. So I'll do a sample of two different colors. And I want you all to think a thought of something. Remember, the dark side works with thoughts. And remember, what you think is how they connect to you. So I'm going to release the a green orb that may be or may not be connected to that thought, but just see what happens, because I don't know what it's hooked up to. And then, you know, there's more than one of them, but we'll just keep it very simple here. So here we go. I'll take away the green orb energy. So just see if you feel any changes. One, two, three, four, and five. And keep the same thought. And now we're going to do the purple orb. One, two, three, four, and five. And I think we have maybe white orbs. So I'll just do this one here. So one, two, three, four, and five. So what we did is we neutralized that particular color that may be attached to your thought that you're having. Maybe, you know, other orbs are doing it and these aren't doing anything with that particular thought, but we'll just see what it does for you. And maybe we can get some comments, possibly, if any one of those was stronger than the other on the particular thought. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, great. Thanks. By the time we got to the white, I forgot the other color, so that seems like a good thing. Well, we do have a comment regarding the educational clearing. This is a testimonial. The educational clearing helped me trust my own inner knowing more instead of trusting what somebody else, like a teacher, may have taught me. So that's definitely a clearing of the mind. or releasing control. So that is good. And then also in the Mind Matrix bundle is the Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters and Alien Parasites. And actually, when we talk about orbs, I think about, for some reason, I think about parasites. I don't know why. Maybe because you've shared with us to do both those clearings to back up releasing. So how does the alien attacks and shapeshifters, alien parasites affect our mind, or how does that turn into mind control?
Well, everything is connected to you probably through that, through anything alien. And so the alien attack phase is what you're really getting, and that can help you a lot, even for a newbie not knowing what to do. That clearing can help release these energies from you that, you know, you're dealing with. Remember, everything here is mind. And so the aliens attach to you through your mind and your thoughts and give you your dreams and everything else. So that's kind of how you may want to look at this here. And the alien attack page takes away, or can help take away, or at least reduce their main operating systems that are affecting you. So I think there's maybe 8 or 9 options on that particular clearing. So it's very extensive. And, you know, it's a good clearing to do to release stuff from you. If you haven't ever tried that, I would definitely recommend doing at least 1 week of it and, you know, do it each day, something on there to see how you feel about it. And for the newbie, it could be pretty overwhelming because there's so much in that clearing. And it needs to have that and in order to give some kind of relief. So if you think it's too much and you're overwhelmed, well, I could have probably doubled what's on there, but I didn't do that. So back to you.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Would we be able to have a parasite release? Or is that bigger than a bread box?
We could do one. So we'll do the one that people normally have a lot of is on the top of their head, in their hair, we'll say, on their scalp, and that's the little maggot energies. So here we go. I'm going to release that one parasite. These are alien life forms that kind of look like maggots. So if you start to itch while I'm doing this here, remember, they're just some of them are leaving you. And so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So hopefully you're feeling a little better. Maybe your scalp feels better. Maybe you had an itch going on for, you know, years. And maybe that itch now has got subdued quite a bit. Maybe that was the main entry point where they're coming into you and you kept itching there, knowing something's wrong, and maybe now you have some relief. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you, Ron, for doing that and reminding us. And I had to check a little bit when you said maggot for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, so that was the alien attack clearing. And on creationlightship.com, you can go to the search box and put in alien, and there you'll see an array of alien clearings, including the alien attack clearing that we were talking about. Also on the left side of creationlightship.com, if you scroll down, I'd say halfway down, there is a list of alien attack removals, and in there is listed the alien mind control removal, an alien head connection, and so check those out when you get a chance. And then we do have some comments regarding the orbs, Ron. One comment is the green orbs sound slimy. And also, it's good to have the orbs gone. Had a lot of visitors in the office today and felt their sticky energy. So that was great to do that. And here's another comment. This is a question. Are the little stars the same as orbs?
Okay, what's that again? Are stars the same as orbs? Is that what it was?
Right, the little stars. I'm wondering if this chatter is seeing like little sparkles in the air around her, like in her room, and maybe she'll comment to that for us. But I'm wondering if that's what it is. So, Ron, if there are little stars floating around in your room, are those orbs?
I would say possibly. I'd say probably 80% yes.
Okay.
So you're just seeing the energy being connected to those. It feels pretty good to me. I'd say 80%, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So for the person that mentioned it, if you're seeing the little stars, the little sparkles in the air, then certainly do the orb clearing. And, well, it's 10 to the hour, Ron. We do have a question. Let me see here. Oh, information regarding paranormal issue. And let's see. It says here, hi, Ron and Cindy. Great work you're doing. Thank you so much. 90% of the population cloned.
Was that a question?
Did the aliens recruit with 90% of the population? Pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead. I thought it was just a question, but it must be more to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, and I'm sorry. Anyway, with 90% of the population cloned, did the aliens recreate the 108 bodies to suck out their energy? So are the aliens sucking out the clones' energy, I guess is the question.
Boy, that's a good one. I can't answer that one. I don't know. Because they may not have 108 bodies. They may have something different in their own system, okay? So I don't know. I haven't taken a clone and fully taken them apart to see what makes them tick. You know, I don't even want to get into that, you know? That I cannot answer. Because I haven't dissected one yet. So, back to you.
Okay, thanks for that. We do have a response regarding little stars and orbs. The response is yes. The little sparkles in the air was the little stars mentioned. So that was good. Thanks for that. And the Mind Matrix bundle has one healing left in there, and that is the Mind Matrix barcode removal. So how important is the Mind Matrix barcode removal to us for our minds, or releasing mind control?
Well, it helps to get rid of the energetic tagging. Remember, the barcode is the way they connect to you. So it's your own particular, say, ID number on that barcode or letter or whatever they're using. We'll just keep it simple. So it's a way that they can ID you to bring energies to you. That's the easiest way for me to mention that. So that's the way that they do that. Remember, you have, and with that, that's how they interface with you through the barcode. That's their tracking device, in a sense. So, like, if on your debt barcode, that's a code put on you that's activated to actually kill you. And, you can't change that, you know. But if you are kind of oblivious to life, then you would probably be taken out after your first barcode. Most people are attached a lot of two other things here, we'll say, attached emotionally, and they don't want to leave on the first death barcode because they have a vested interest in life and maybe their possessions and things. So that's how they basically take you out. Now, as you start getting more and more of these, as you get older, each barcode will start taking away your energetic system and start turning out the mind of your body. And you could sort of, in a sense, say that they're numbing out your, you know, lymphatic system and your healing properties of your body. So when you get older, we'll just say you get to be 100, and, you know, you're not in too good a shape from those 100 years of stuff here, then very possibly a barcode that could hit you at 101 could take you out. Or somebody maybe who is, say, 15, it may not affect them too much, but they could end up having an accident, or maybe for their whole life after the age of 15, maybe they, you know, or being Evel Knievel or something, or riding their skateboard, or doing something that was sort of, you know, daring themselves, you know, about something. Maybe they're skydiving or going on a bungee cord, or, you know, doing something that, you know, does have the element of death involved with it, or at least a lot of fear, and where something can go wrong, you know. And so that's one way that that's used, so that you do have an accident happening, because, you know, you're tempting death or fate, in a sense. So you could have a death barcode of maybe riding a motorcycle. They could put that on you. Maybe you're doing a lot of fast riding on a motorcycle, and you've, you know, rode fast and weaved in between cars, you know, for 10 years. And then all of a sudden you're doing it one day. You have a death barcode. Aliens know that you do this, and all of a sudden a car doesn't see you, and it turns, wants to do a lane change right in front of you or beside you, and it hits your motorcycle, and you go into the center divider at maybe 80 miles an hour, and when you wake up, you go, gee, I got my spine broken, and I'm only 18 years of age. So now you have 18 years of good life, and the rest of your life, you wish you were probably dead because you can't do anything. And then they want to have you suffer. So maybe they say, okay, we'll give you the next death barcode at the age of 80. Now we really got this person. And so now you're tied up in a wheelchair until you hit 80, when the death barcode comes and they take you out. So that's the way the death barcodes work. So just a way that they can control your life, and you can supersede that, but when you start tempting and daring and doing daredevil things, we'll say, or things that could cause a problem, an accident, but that's what they look for, and they can give you a death barcode on it. And I'm sure all of you out there listening goes, yeah, I did this thing, and I'm lucky, you know, I didn't, you know, kill myself doing it or whatever, and, wow, I'm really happy I don't do it now, because I'm older, and I can see what could have possibly happened. Remember, you know, when you're younger, maybe under 20, you don't think that you could have a problem with your life, because you don't really know what you don't know, and that's kind of the situation going on. So it's really unfortunate for younger people not having the information that what they're doing can actually, you know, cause them great harm. And sometimes you would probably, looking at some people that you've seen, they probably wish they would have died instead of being revived or something, or in their situation. So they have a life of hardship and misery, maybe, along with all the family members having to deal with it and everything else. And it's just very sad. And that's what the aliens do to us here. So back to you.
One of many, many, many things. I do have a question regarding the death barcode, and that is, if the person is older, can they do the death barcode before?
Go ahead, because we need to close the show.
Old. Okay. Well,
we'll take that one up.
Can we do the death barcode before? Okay. All right. Thank you. And how about a mind-to-heart drop? Do we have time for that, Ron?
Yeah, we can do that. So here we go. We got our Sunday call 8-hour call happening this Sunday. So here we go, mind a heart drop. And dropping this into our heart, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts and going there with them so you can be at peace. So here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, so thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, had some healings, and tomorrow we'll be having the Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Same time, same station, and we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone. Bye now.